For I am Jehovah, your Elohim. Ye shall therefore consecrate yourselves. Ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness, holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. It's what you want for me. Oh, righteousness, righteousness is what I long for. Righteousness is what I need. I want to be righteous. Righteousness, righteousness, that's what you want for me. That's what you want for me. So take my heart, oh yes, and mold it. And take my mind, please transform it. Take my will, yes, and conform it to yours, to yours. Oh, yeah. Then brokenness, brokenness is what I long for. Hallelujah. Brokenness is what I need. I need to be broken. Brokenness, brokenness, that's what you want from me. That's what you want from me. So take my heart, oh yes, and mold it. And take my mind, please transform it. And take my will, oh yeah, conform it to yours, to yours, to yours. Oh, take my heart, oh yes, and mold it. And take my mind, please transform it. Take my will, let your will be done, oh God, and conform it to yours, to yours. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Now I see it's you I need, and with your help, I'll deny myself and put my hands in yours. Now I see it is you I need, and with your help, I'll deny myself and put my hand in yours. Help me say, oh, oh, oh. Now we see it is you that we need, and with your help we'll deny ourselves and put our hands in yours. Yes, oh, oh, oh. Now we see it is you we need, and with your help we'll deny ourselves and we'll put our hand in yours. Oh, oh, now we see you are calling us. Oh, oh, now we see we can't make it by ourselves, but with your help, we'll deny ourselves and put our hand in yours. So take our heart, oh, and mold it, and take our minds. Please transform them and take our will. We want your will to be done. Conform them to yours, to yours. Oh, yeah. And we say yes, yes, oh, yes, 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 Lord, we'll do your will. We'll do your will. We'll do your will. Yes, we'll do your will. We'll do your will. We'll do your will. Anybody got a yes in your heart today? Yes. Let the church say yes. Oh, yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord for all you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You're making a way. Yes, you are. You are making a way. You are making a way. Yes, you're making a way. You're making a way. You're making a way. So we say, oh, now we see it is you we need, and with your help, we promise we'll deny ourselves and put our hands in yours. We'll go where you want us to go. We'll do what you want us to do. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And with your help, we'll deny ourselves and we'll put our hands in yours. Come on, give him a hand clap of praise as the host come on. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. We need your help today, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
Good
host,
morning.
Are you there?
Yes, I am here. Good morning. Thank you, Psalmist Sharon, and thank you for your praise and worship this morning. Thank you, Minister Darrell, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Minister Simone, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scripture reference Psalms 88 and verse 13, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. The website is themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the website as well as our speakers' bios. The theme for this year in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience will we continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as the greeter, Sharon, and as myself, or share a word from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will contact you. Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of this call. What brought us together as the phenomenal company is Artistry International, which was established by the Diaz Bialion family over 30 years ago. We are now Artistry Life. This morning motivational call is held by our director, Claudette Brown, and it is led by the dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of this wonderful Artistry product. That number is 667-770-1525. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. That's 667-770-1525. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. The bypass number is 716-293-9707. Today's Thursday, which is Testimonial Thursday, the MMC with Director Claudette Brown as the host. Our speaker for today, I'll tell you three things about her, and they are, she's an evangelist, that's Minister Willow, a certified nutritionist, and a grandmother. I will pray, and the next voice you'll hear is Minister Willow. Father and our God, once again we come in your presence, dear Lord, on this beautiful day. We ask for your anointing for Minister Willow as she ministered to us this morning. Father God, fill her up. Father God, watch over her and protect her as she bring us the word today. Also, watch over Dr. Pecola and Dr. Vanessa, dear Father God, and all of us here on the Master's Call that made it into the call this morning. Thank you, dear God, for your words for today, for giving us this lovely day, and we ask all these mercies and more in your name today. Amen. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Simone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Take it away.
Well, praise the Lord, and thank you for your kind introduction of me and for your fervent prayer. Thank you, Minister Sharon. Wow, for leading us in praise and worship this morning. Psalm 22:3 tells us that God inhabits the praises of his people. Oh, my God, so thank you for your obedience to him. Thank you, Brother Darrell, for greeting and seating the people of God this morning. And as always, for fortifying our spirits with that, I call it spiritual Wheaties, which is a scripture verse. Well, it's not a scripture verse, but it's the Breakfast of Champions scripture. You know, Wheaties says it's for the Breakfast of Champions, so I call them spiritual Wheaties. Thank you for giving us that this morning. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pakola, for once again allowing me to come before the people of God to bring a word this morning. You know, we know how you continually encourage us. I'm not going to say push us, but you continue to encourage us. And once we take a hold of what you have given us to do, you don't leave us there. We soar, and you're always there for us. So I thank you so much. And many of us know that it was through the Master's call that we realized our potential to be a witness, our potential to minister. And then God sees that and takes us to even greater heights. You know, he says that he'll make us, when we're faithful over little, he'll make us a ruler over much. So we thank you that most of us got our start there. So love and appreciate you. And both of you are in my thoughts and in my daily prayers. And now, God, all of you and none of me, as you use me as your mouthpiece this morning, God, I pray that you hide me behind the cross. And God, that the word that goes forth is a blessing, God, and that you use me, O Lord, to do exactly what you have called me to do. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Well, family, this morning, as on several occasions, I have different messages to present. However, as I was walking and praying on Tuesday morning, right before the TMC call, because I love to walk and pray, I was praising God for my mom. And as I thought about her on what would have been on Tuesday, her 97th birthday. You see, my mother graduated to heaven in 2014. And as I was praising and thanking God, I was thanking him for the legacy she left behind. Now, Minister Ruth on Tuesday morning also talked about legacy, the legacy of Dr. Miles Monroe, his dedication to family, his love and concern for others, and for financial empowerment. And as she was speaking, I said, boy, look at the Holy Ghost. Look at the Lord just having us all in sync, how he just orchestrates our lives and even our thoughts. So with that said, the title of my message is A Legacy Of, with three dots behind the ellipsis, the three dots behind it. The word legacy has several meanings. The one I will focus on today is defined, according to Webster, as something transmitted by or received from an ancestor or predecessor or from the past. Now, a biblical definition of legacy is found in Psalm 145, verses 4 through 7. And this is the New King James Version. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men will speak of the might of your awesome acts and will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. And Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 8 says, O Israel, hear, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. I just love that because it lets us know that day and night we are to be diligent in what God has commanded of us. And the Bible gives us many examples of leaders who left legacies. Abraham, known as the father of faith, trusted God. Although he and Sarah interfered with God's plan for a child, he made it up when he obeyed the voice of God and offered his son Isaac in the land of Moriah. Abraham knew God to be Jehovah Jireh or Uri when he knew that God would provide a sacrifice. And certainly God did with providing the ram and the bush. And you will find that in Genesis 22. Elijah was a powerful example to Elisha, who became his disciple and desired to share in his ministry. And you will find that in 2 Kings chapter 2. It was an example of faith in action in the face of opposition at every level. Esther risked everything and saved her nation. And to this day, a feast called the Feast of Purim continues to commemorate her story. And I had the opportunity to attend one of the feasts with a friend who is Jewish. And what a feast it is as they just really commemorate and think about how Esther was a blessing to their people. A legacy is something powerful that people will remember and treasure. As I reflect on my childhood, I always remember my mother giving to others, even out of her lack. And this is what I was thinking about Tuesday as I was walking. One incident that sticks in my mind was when I was 9 years old. We lived next door to a lady named Miss Pat. Miss Pat had three children. My mother had three children as well. My mother got paid on Wednesdays, and that would be the day that my brother and I would meet her at the grocery store to shop and then help her carry the groceries home on a bus. We didn't have a car. At that time, she could not afford a car. In addition to the groceries that she would buy, it was my brother's and my pleasure to take turns picking out the candy bars we wanted. My favorite was Hershey with almonds, and my brother's was Payday. Mom always got the 6 bars in a package. I was excited about that because with three of us kids, my thinking initially was that we would have 2 bars of candy each. Well, at least that's what I thought until my mother took 3 of the bars of candy to Miss Pat's 3 children. I must tell you, in my selfishness, I was not happy. Throughout the years, until my mom became ill, I witnessed her perform random acts of kindness and provide service to others, particularly at the nursing homes. Her legacy was of giving and service, always with integrity. It has been her children's desire to carry on her legacy and pass it on through example to her grandchildren. My mother's legacy was also one of prayer and a deep faith in God. As a teenager, I recall asking her, I couldn't tell her, not to play the Christian music when my friends came over. And certainly I asked her if she would limit her conversations about God. She would just pray for her little baby girl and carry on and do whatever she wanted to do. After all, it was her house. As I grew into adulthood, although not living a saved lifestyle at the time, I was so thankful and appreciated her prayers and faith in God, a legacy of. My husband's, Jerry's grandmother left a legacy that too is a blessing. While he was at his mom's house last month taking care of some family business, he found the genealogy of his father's family that dates back to his great-great-grandfather, George Boga, who was brought from Africa in 1763 and landed in Maryland, and ends with his father and his father's siblings. How was this information recorded? Through his grandmother. I can recall going to visit her, and she would tell the history repeatedly to the generations of Petersons who would visit. It reminds me of the genealogy accounts that are evident in the Bible. Now, did Grandmother Peterson intentionally tell of the family tree with the belief that this knowledge will be passed from one generation to the next? That I do not know. However, one thing I do know is that copies of that lineage was given to our three children as their Mother's Day gifts and Father's Day gifts, a legacy of. When we hear of someone leaving a legacy, we often think of financial legacy. Proverbs 13:22 says, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children." When King Solomon prayed, he didn't ask God for riches, wealth, honor, or the life of his enemies. He asked God for wisdom, something intangible that you can neither see nor touch. As a result, God blessed King Solomon with wisdom as well as honor and an overabundance of tangibles, riches, and wealth. In this scripture verse, King Solomon is giving reference to our financial stewardship and exercising wisdom to have more than enough to invest in the future of our grandchildren. However, inheritance is not limited to finances. As mentioned earlier, my mom lived a life that exemplifies godly attributes, honesty, and integrity. In the times in which we are living, what a blessing it would be to pass on a legacy of wisdom, a legacy of honesty, a legacy of generosity, a legacy of integrity to our future generation, a legacy of. In closing, the ultimate legacy was left behind by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus left a legacy of a holy life, and that can be found in 1 Peter 1:22, a teaching to be found in Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30, service found in John 13:5. Jesus left a legacy of forgiveness found in 1 Peter 1:23 through 25, selfless generosity, 1 John 3:16, humility, Philippians 2:5 through 11, obedience and dedication to God, Luke 2, verse 52, a vision of world evangelism, Mark 1, verses 16 through 17, and Jesus left a legacy of sacrifice by giving his life. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And we can find that in 1 Peter 1:24 and just throughout the entire book, pretty much, of the Bible. A legacy of. So what are you leaving? If you think about your legacy, if you think about your legacy and what a plan that you have for it, it will enable you to have a better perspective of what you want to leave. Pass on the best of yourselves, my TMC family. Remember, every day, in every experience, in every relationship, we plant seeds, even if we don't realize it. I pray this message has been a blessing to you. Back to you, Minister Simone.
Thank you, Minister Willa, for that message this morning on legacy, leaving a legacy. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, please lead and guide us today and every day for the rest of the week. Please help us to face each day full of faith, courage, and confidence in you. Thank you for being with us each moment of each day. We thank you in advance for your protection and your provision for our every need, and also for your strength and grace that will sustain us. May we be a blessing to everyone around us, and may we bring you glory and honor in all we say and do. Watch over us all, dear Father God, on this day. Again, watch over Dr. Vanessa Roberts and Dr. Pecola. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts, Father God. Bill, back up Minister Wheeler, Father God, as she ministered to us this morning. Praise and bless us this day, we ask, Father God, in your name's sake. Amen. To hear the playback of this message, dial 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, that number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Morning motivational call this morning, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Sharon, for ministering to us this morning, and thank you, Minister Daryl, for seating and greeting us this morning. And also thank you, Minister Willow, for bringing us that powerful message this morning on leaving a legacy. Could you come back in this and give us the benediction, please?
Thank you, Minister Simone. As a Christian leader, we are all called to leave a legacy in the lives of others. How will people summarize your work and your life? How will they measure the impact of your leadership? How do you want to be remembered? Most of us have already left a legacy. It's not too late to start. A good legacy building can start now. You see, life goes on, and all leaders ultimately disappear from the scene, and that can be found in Psalm 146, verses 3 and 4. New generations come and old ones go. Great visions and passions, sometimes entire movements, lose their appeal and disappear. So we want to make sure that the legacy we live will be one that is sustainable. Lord, we just come to you and we thank you, God, that you've given each and every one of us the potential to leave a legacy. Let us really give thought to how we want to be remembered, what we want to leave to the future generations, whether it be legacy of finances, whether it be legacy of giving, of service, integrity. God, whatever it be, let us be obedient to the legacy that we can leave behind to make this a better world. Father, I pray that you order our footsteps today. I pray that you have for divine protection over us, and that you keep us in our coming out and our going out and our coming in. We give you praise, Lord, and I thank you for this opportunity. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, just know that I love me some you. Go out and have a blessed day on purpose, and we look forward to hearing you in the morning. Bye-bye.